Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, watermelon season is in full swing, and many farming communities are interested in learning more about growing watermelon, and there is an upcoming field day. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, you're right. The way our industry progresses is not without a lot of research. Sometimes that research is your basic research to develop new things like seedless watermelons years ago, or it might be applied research saying, well, what's an update on what we've learned? So the sessions that Clemson puts on at their experimental stations, the farms, really are helpful to growers for practical knowledge that helps them improve each year.
Now, you're talking about innovations in the watermelon industry. You know, to me, it seems like, you know, a watermelon was a watermelon forever and ever, and then all of a sudden, it was bang, bang, bang. You know, we had seedless, and then we had personal watermelons, which truly, I love.
You're right. For that snack, for an individual or maybe a couple of people, it ideally suited. But it's a prime example of where the industry responds to what the consumer tells us they want. So sometimes the link between that consumer preference and our farmers is our experimental or extension service and our research units that try to take and help us apply some new technologies, new genetics, new this, new that, so that we can respond to the market. And that's what I'm very proud of our South Carolina farmers, the way that we do.
Absolutely. Now let's talk a little bit about the field day. We really have a full slate of information and activities set for that day.
Well, you're right. It's on July 9 over at Blackville at the Edisto station. So starts up early, starts at 8 o'clock before it gets hot. I hope it gets rained out. We need the rain so badly. Don't really, but hope we've had rain between now and then. And they always put on an agenda that makes it worth our farmers' time to stop, get out of the field, and go invest a day over there. So a good broad-based presentation, a lot on pollinator issues that seem to be such a part of all of our cropping plans now.
Now, they have over 80 varieties of watermelon growing there on the station.
Yeah, you're right. It is just so that a South Carolina farmer can go and see almost a full gamut of what they might be facing back at home, but where our researchers are doing it and just making exhaustive notes about what they're doing, so that when I or a farmer goes there, they can give them the results so that we don't make as many mistakes at home based on the work that the research folks have done, whether it's about varieties of melons or husbandry practices, agronomics, business, again, the pollinator management, storage, all these types of things that can help us produce a better crop and a better chance for success.
All right. And for more information, we need to do what?
Oh, man, we always do it, don't we? Go to agriculture.sc.gov. Learn a little bit about the field day, July 9, over Blackville, starting up at 8 o'clock. And they do have lunch, and I bet they'll have watermelon for lunch.
I bet they do, too. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.